team members from University of Maryland Shore Regional Health are here with the latest installment of the Ask the Expert series. Joining us in the studio are Christina Wingate Spence, Communications and Marketing Specialist, and today's experts, Jen Diet, Certified Registered Nurse Practitioner of the Comprehensive Breast Center, and Patty Plaskin, Coordinator of Oncology Social Work at the Cancer Center. Good morning, Christina. You'll start us off this morning.
Just a little bit about Shore Regional Health. As part of the University of Maryland Medical System, University of Maryland Shore Regional Health is the principal provider of comprehensive health care services for the residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Queen Anne's, and Talbot counties. Shore Regional Health's team of more than 2,600 employees, medical staff, board members, and volunteers works with various community partners to fulfill our mission of creating healthier communities together by offering our patients regional access to care provided by a group of highly skilled medical experts. As we observe breast cancer awareness during the month of October, Jen and Patty are joining me today to share some information about breast health and support services available at Shore Regional Health. So we're happy to have them.
And we'll take it over to Jen now. Talk to us about the Comprehensive Breast Center and some of the services that are available.
The multidisciplinary team at the Comprehensive Breast Center works to provide the highest level of consultative, diagnostic, treatment, and support services to women and men throughout the region who are facing a breast cancer diagnosis. Breast services are currently offered throughout our 5-county regions at the Comprehensive Breast Center here at Shore Medical Center in Easton, the Eleanor and Ethel Lay Women's Center located at the Shore Medical Center in Chestertown, and at the Shore Medical Pavilion in Queenstown. We also offer a lot of support services to include our survivorship program, support groups, and other resources to patients and their families.
And Jen, I understand that one of the vital outreach programs available at the Comprehensive Breast Center is the Wellness for Women program. Tell us about that program and its benefits to women.
Well, this is a program very near and dear to my heart. The Wellness for Women program is designed to provide breast screening for the medically underserved, uninsured, and underinsured women throughout the 5-county region to include Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Queen Anne, and Talbot counties. And the goal of the program is simple. It's to provide access to care for all women that have barriers to well women prevention and screening. And this may be due to lack of insurance, lack of transportation, or cultural barriers.
Mm-hmm. What services are provided to women as a result of the program?
Through the Wellness for Women program, women in the region can obtain breast screening, which includes a clinical breast exam and screening mammogram, which are both vital to early detection in breast cancer. We also have outreach in our communities, which provides education on prevention and screening for breast cancer. And our outreach team is the backbone of this program. We have a Latino outreach worker, Maria Darcy, an African-American outreach worker, Maddie Fountain, and Jane Escher is our caseworker. And these women help minimize the language and cultural barriers that often deter women from obtaining breast screening.
Patty, if it is determined that a patient has breast cancer, talk to us about some of the support services available that can make their cancer journey a little easier.
Sure. We actually have a lot of different kinds of support. It's not one size fits all program. We have a kind of a traditional breast cancer support group that meets monthly with a topic. It's the fourth Tuesday of each month from 6 to 7:30, and we meet at the Cancer Center on 509 Idlewild. We've had topics like sexual changes due to hormones and surgery, stress management, managing hot flashes, lymphedema, bone health, and even advances in research. This month, we're going to have some really exciting topics. The theme for our month is giving back. You know, there's a lot of pink going around town and all over. And we'd like breast cancer patients to have a chance to give back to others. So we're going to have the SOS mentorship program come and speak to the women to see if we can recruit new women to be mentors.
Talk to us a little bit more about SOS mentorships.
This is a program that was started with a Komen grant, and it's in over a dozen hospitals in Maryland. We have a local contact, Adla Coleman, who comes to Easton on Thursdays. But she works busily all during the week trying to find matches for people according to the exact diagnosis and the type of treatment that they're having with someone who's already been through it. It's a lot of relief and support for a woman who just wants to talk to somebody one-on-one and maybe not come out to the group.
So survivors offering support programs, very beneficial to the cancer patients there. Talk to us about some of the other support services that you have at the cancer program at Shore Regional Health.
Okay, well, another thing that we have that not everybody knows about, you don't have to be a breast cancer patient to take advantage of this, but we do have a Look Good, Feel Better program. It's a program started by the American Cancer Society, and it uses local beauticians who've been trained, and they use products that have been makeup and skincare and those kinds of products that were donated to help people with their appearance. There's a lot of physical changes with dry skin, and maybe you don't have the same coloring. You lose not only your hair, but you could lose your eyebrows and your eyelashes. So the Look Good, Feel Better program helps women with some real practical tips. And we, right across the hall from that class, have a wig room. So free wigs are available to anybody in the community with cancer. We do take donations, and that's by appointment only. We have transportation to help people get back and forth to appointments. A lot of women who are going for radiation have to come, you know, sometimes for 8 weeks, 5 days a week, and that can be a real stress. So we have some volunteer drivers that help through also the American Cancer Society's program, Road to Recovery. And then we have individual appointments with our social workers, myself and Chelsea Slacom, to help women who might be having some financial problems, aren't able to get back to work, have insurance issues and things like that.
I want to turn back to Jen for a minute. And since October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Jen, give us some tips for women to maintain their breast health.
I want to stress the importance of yearly clinical breast exams and yearly screening mammograms for all women 40 years and older. And women that are under 40 should be getting clinical breast exams at least every 2 to 3 years by a healthcare provider. There's some women with strong family histories that may need to be evaluated for earlier screening than 40. We also have some new technology that we're excited about. It's our new digital breast tomosynthesis mammogram. And this is a great diagnostic tool for women with dense breast tissue. And it's currently available at the Lay Women's Center in Chestertown. And soon, in the next couple months, we will be offering it at the Diagnostic and Imaging Center in Easton. So if there's any woman out there needing a clinical breast exam or screening mammogram, please contact the Comprehensive Breast Center located in Easton Hospital. And one of our great office team members will assist you. Liz Flair is our secretary, Joni Peters is our certified nursing assistant, and Melissa Kelly is our office coordinator. They'll be glad to assist any woman with getting the services they need.
Back to Christina here as we wrap up. Where can people learn more about breast health and cancer support services available at Shore Regional Health?
We urge members of the local community to visit us online at umshoreregional.org. And there you will find an abundance of additional information about all the providers and services, not only at the Comprehensive Breast Center, but also at the Cancer Center and the organization in its entirety. So again, at umshoreregional.org, visit us, and you will also see a full listing of all of our area support groups and support services that Patty mentioned.
Good information. Christina, Jen, Patty, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Matt.